Once more we sit in England's royal throne, repurchased with the blood of enemies. What valiant foemen. Like to autumn's corn have we mowed down in tops of all their pride. Three dukes of Somerset, threefold renowned for hardy and undoubted champions. Two Cliffords, as the father and the son. With them, the two brave bears, Warwick and Montague. And in their chains, fettered the kingly lion. And made the forest tremble when they roared. Thus have we swept suspicion from our seat. And made our footstool of security. Come hither, Bess, and let me kiss my boy, young Ned. For thee, thine uncles and myself have in our armors watched the winter's night, went all afoot in summer's scalding heat, that thou mightst repossess the crown in peace, and of our labors thou shalt reap the gain. Clarence and Gloucester, love my lovely queen, and kiss your princely nephew, brothers both.
The duty that I owe unto your majesty, I seal upon the lips of this sweet babe.
Thanks, noble Clarence, worthy brother, thanks.
And that I love the tree from whence thou sprangst, witness the loving kiss, I give the fruit.
To say the truth, so Judas kissed his master and cried all hail, when as he meant all harm.
Now am I seated as my soul delights, having my country peace and brother's loves.
What will your grace have done with Margaret? Rainier, her father, to the King of France, hath pawned the Sicils in Jerusalem, and hither have they sent it for her ransom.
Away with her and waft her hence to France. And now, what rest? But that we spend the time with stately triumphs, mirthful comic shows, such as befits the pleasure of the court. Sound drums and trumpets, farewell, sour annoy, for here, I hope, begins our lasting joy.